grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from your Lord and your Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the scene you have heard about this morning in Jerusalem was filled with excitement. Crowds gathered. It was Passover. And word had spread quickly about the miracles of this man called Jesus the Christ. Especially this one. He had just raised a man by the name of Lazarus from the dead. People were certainly curious, they were hopeful, and they were excited. So what they did is they went about and they grabbed what they could, palm branches, cloaks, whatever, and laid them down to greet the king, shouting. They were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." At first glance, from our readings, it sounds like a great moment of faith on the part of this crowd. It seems like these people finally got it. After 3 years of preaching, they perhaps understood who the Christ was. But as you heard from the text, the further you dug into that, there was something troubling in this. The same people who were yelling Hosanna in 24 hours might be yelling crucify him. And in that moment we should focus on, because it reveals something about people and us. It's who we are. The crowd welcomed Jesus Christ, but they did not get the fact that he was the King of the world, the Savior. They expected a political ruler. Can you recall in Acts when he reappeared to his disciples, one of the disciples said, "Oh boy, Lord, is this when we overthrow the Roman government?" And he said, "No, never was about that." They expected glory. They expected some kind of power. Well, certainly a taste of victory they were after. But Jesus did not come to rule an army. He wasn't a political power. Instead, go back. He rode in on a donkey. Total humility. And he was fulfilling, as the vicar said, the writings of Zechariah about riding in on a donkey. So therefore, he was a different kind of king. He wasn't a king. He was not a king who conquers nations. He was a king who came to do only one thing, and that was to save you. That's why he came. In the middle of the text that was read, something important happens. You read where some Greeks, it was Greeks who came and said, "Hey, we want to see this. We want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus Christ." And so his disciples go to Jesus, say, "We got a bunch of Greeks that want to see you." And Jesus says, "Wow, this is what I expected. The hour has finally come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Now, that sounds pretty good to me. But that is not what Jesus meant. His glory was very different than what the disciples thought or the Greeks thought. His glory had nothing to do with thrones. You see, his glory was actually going to be in the form of a cross. He explains this to the disciples by this analogy. He says, a grain of wheat must fall to the earth and die. Only then can it bear fruit. And that is exactly what Jesus was about to do. He'd go to the cross. He will die. And through his death, he will bring life to you and I. How strange. Now, that concept causes a whole bunch of people in our society to go, wait a minute, I don't get, what in the world are you talking about? How can it be wonderful to be crucified on a cross? How does that help me? You see, the people saw the miracles. They heard his teaching, as we do. But we really don't believe. The gospel tells us that even some people in authority, you heard it read today, people in the temple, they believed in Jesus Christ. They did. But they were afraid to acknowledge it because they were afraid the other priests and leaders of the synagogue would come down harsh upon them, so therefore they said nothing. And that same temptation is with us today. It is very easy for all of us here to confess Jesus Christ when we feel comfortable. It's easy to follow Jesus when everyone around us is saying, we approve of what you're saying. But when faith cost something, when faith cost anything, when it brings ridicule, when it brings rejection, when it brings hardship, then you know what we do? We fall silent. The cross has always been a stumbling block. And if we're honest, we must admit we're not so totally different than that big crowd in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Sometimes we actually want Jesus to serve our plans rather than trusting in his will. Sometimes we're more concerned about what other people think than about what God says. Sometimes we keep our faith quiet because we're shy, we're afraid, we don't want people to know. And so the law exposes our hearts. It shows that we too struggle. We too struggle with unbelief. Left to ourselves, we would stand among that crowd who praised him one day and perhaps may abandon him the next. But out of this sermon, here comes the good news. Think about this one point. Jesus Christ knew all of this would happen. He knew it would happen, and he still went to the cross for you. He knew the crowds would turn against him. He knew his disciples would run and scatter. He knew our hearts would struggle on days with doubts and fears. And yet he willingly went to that cross and laid down and died. Why? Why would he do that? It's hard to comprehend, but he did that because he loved you. When Jesus says, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself," he was speaking about his crucifixion. You heard it today. Lifted up on the cross, he carried the sins of the entire world, your sins, my sins, everyone's sins. Through his death, he won forgiveness. Through his resurrection, he gained for everyone here today, he gained for you eternal life. You will live forever. At the end of the text reading today, Jesus says, "I have come into the world as light so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness." I think we all have to admit the world is somewhat dark today. It's dark with sin, it's dark with death, it's dark with unbelief. But folks, focus on Christ, because he is the light. Where his word is preached, there is light. Where his forgiveness is given in a few moments at our altar, darkness will be driven from this place. Where faith is created by the Holy Spirit, this is where your life begins. So today the church joins the cry of the ancient crowd in Jerusalem, but now we perhaps, I hope, more clearly understand what we're cheering for. Hosanna! Hosanna means save us. And that's what he did. He did it. He rode into Jerusalem to go to the cross. He died to take away your sins. He rose again to give you eternal life. He is our one and only King. Not a king of earthly power, but the crucified and risen Lord who saves his people. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.